League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, let's pop the top on the second hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Barry, Nick, Joel in studio on a Tuesday. Tomorrow, Wildcat Golf Club for the occasional invitational. All of us will be broadcasting live 7A to 7P.
Speaking of P.
Yeah.
What does yours look like?
I'm sorry?
Is it like bright yellow?
No, that means you're not drinking enough water.
So I'm doing this liver cleanse thing.
Oh, is that why you're drinking water today?
Yeah, you noticed.
Yeah, I noticed that. I was like, oh,
you're
God.
Like, uh-oh, what's he different. Doing now? I took my first pee. Like, so it's this powder stuff. Okay. And then you take two capsules of something else with it, right? It's awful taste, too. Blah, God. Blah. Usually, as much Diet Coke and coffee as I drink, my pee's always white. I mean, it's not a big deal, right?
That's
it's
unusual. Clear. For with coffee clear. And
coffee
Diet
and
Coke,
soda?
It yeah. should be. It should be mellow yellowish.
No, always clear. Always. And then I get this liver cleanse. First day is today. Take it this morning. 8 ounces. It's supposed to taste like vanilla. It don't. It tastes like vanilla crap. So it's just 8 ounces of water, these two capsules. First real pee I had after taking this stuff was about 45 minutes ago. It looked like a lightsaber. It was,
was it glowing in the dark?
It was glowing. I was like, am I dying now? Is this poison? What is going on right now?
At least you know probably the derivative of why. You know that it's from whatever
it's
you're taking.
It's getting the toxins out of my body. Yeah.
Just like those, we were talking about those Azos that are supposed to help clean your system.
Yeah.
They do the same thing.
Okay.
It's so, like a yellowish orange.
So the theory then is, so like when I take vitamins, which I don't do enough of, but when I take vitamins, the same thing will right. happen. Yep. It'll turn mm-hmm. your urine yep. real yellow. So I think is the theory then that as much Coke, Diet Coke and coffee as I've been drinking, I haven't been flushing the toxins from my system.
You don't drink a lot of water, so I would say it's a possibility.
And so now that I'm doing this stuff in the water, it's like, oh, finally we can get all this stuff out. Because I felt like I was recreating Chernobyl. I was like, this is not good.
Well, it might help the urinal in
you
there.
Don't even have to.
Yeah. Based on what's been going like, on in there.
I feel like it would glow in the dark if I turned the lights off. You would just be like, oh, look at that. It's a shooting star. That's so neat.
You can hear the lightsaber swooshes when Barry's in there.
Yeah. That's that disturbed me a little bit.
Liver cleanse, though. I'm kind of interested.
All right. Are you? How so?
I mean, for drinkers.
Oh, it's probably a good idea. Every now and again, you might want to explore that.
Yeah.
I heard that for best results, after that, you're supposed to do a colon scrape.
You know what? Nothing sounds good about that at all.
Well, colon scrape. Just think about
nothing
that.
Nothing sounds good about colon or scrape.
If you've got remnants lingering around in your liver that need to be flushed out, just think about what you got to have going on in your colon.
Listen, none of that sounds like anything that I would want to be a part of.
You sure? It could make you a lot healthier guy.
No. I'll take some. What was that stuff? Colon blow? Do you remember that commercial?
There was nothing called like that.
Do you remember that? I think it was Saturday Night Live. It was like
I think I know what you're talking about.
It was called Colon Blow.
But
yeah, you don't want to mess around with that. You end up like that dude, like what's his name in Dumb and Dumber? When the old boy slides the X-Lax in his food and he can't get off the pot at old girl's house.
Yeah.
I don't want to end up like that. I don't. If that's the difference between me being healthy and not healthy, guess who's opting for not healthy?
I think you should get right into that colon scrape.
No, I'm out. I'm
that sounds
out on,
terrible.
I'm out on the scraping of the colon.
That sounds so bad.
It really
just,
does.
What if we just called it a colon cleanse?
That sounds better, because I've actually heard that
before. They'll still scrape the hell out of you, but we'll just call it a cleanse.
Well, no. If they're like, all right, so I'm like, what are you going to do with that popsicle stick?
Like, Moon River. So,
oh, this is the cleanse. I'll be like, no, player, we're not doing this.
Using the whole fist, Doc?
No, I'm not doing
that. Now, could you guys do the cleanse like Lisa does every once in a while when she's not pregnant, where you just do nothing but liquid for like a couple days?
Could I do that?
Would you do it?
What?
I might.
I just don't think you'd ever feel full.
So I'm with you. Now, for a while there, I was really big on Smoothie King, and I would drink smoothies
That's
for
fine.
My meals. And I've always worried about not feeling full, but I think the more you do it, the more your stomach shrinks. Yeah. You know, at first you might feel a little hungry, but day two you're probably gonna be okay.
But what's the cleanse with? Is it like that turmeric cleanse or whatever?
With mine?
You can get different ones. Like Lisa would have some of the green juices. And then other times there'd be some that are more like, I don't know if it's a pineapple based or whatever. They're like more gold or yellow. But, you know, and some of them do like multiple different, like the first day you do several green ones. And then you wrote there's other per day. There's different bottles to drink. Half of them ends up staying in my fridge because she doesn't finish it. But I was like, I don't think I could do that just the whole day. Like I do a smoothie in the morning. I'm sorry. I do a smoothie for lunch now. Because
you
guys got me doing this for my metabolism. So I do a thing of oatmeal in the morning. I do a smoothie at lunch every day. So I could do the smoothie part of it. And especially if you like, I guess if you put some protein powder or something like that, maybe there's something more to it. But I just don't think just drinking juices all day or just like, you know, drinks all day, I don't think that's going to do it for me.
I was also told that the juicing thing, it takes a lot of the like, nutrients and minerals that you need, and that just grinding it all up and just consuming it is better, like spinach or kale, or as opposed to like juicing.
Yeah, you got that swamp monster that you drink that I couldn't stomach that thing.
It's not that bad at all.
What is it?
Oh, you've seen it before.
Oh, that's the one he said he was going to bring and I would drink live on air or whatever.
Yeah.
It's really not
it's got
that
like
bad.
Apple vinegar.
Oh, no,
cider
that's
vinegar.
The wellness shot. That's the wellness shot.
No, this is the one that you trusted completely because of the fact he was going to bring it in instead of a lid for the cup. He was just going to put saran wrap in a rubber band.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
No.
I'm out on that.
It keeps the drink in. Just letting you know. I've seen him do it. No. He doesn't have any spillage.
That's what they do at hotels now when you get room service. If you order like a water or a drink, they'll put like a little saran wrap.
Really?
On top of the drink. Yeah, because it kind of gives you the, I guess, false sense of security that nothing's fell inside of it.
What do you do before you put that on there?
Well, the cheap hotels do the like the fake, it's like the reverse coaster. You know how you get the paper coasters at the bar? Only it's almost like a cupcake holder wrapper, and they put those over the top of it so that it kind of guards anything from falling in your drink, but it's not really going to keep particles from getting in your drink.
I don't know about it. I don't trust none. I've never used it. I refuse to use the glasses and the coffee cups and the coffee makers in a hotel room.
Really?
I don't do it. I don't
and
trust
the glasses,
people.
The unused glasses, you're right. They put the saran wrap on those, too, in all the hotels.
No, I meant like if you...
But yeah.
You're right. They do put it on in the rooms as well, but I meant like if you ordered something.
Right. No, I got you.
And someone else is filling that glass of water or making that cocktail.
Yeah.
They put like saran wrap and they bring it
to
you.
Do y'all use the glasses and the coffee cups and the coffee makers in hotel rooms?
I use the glass when I brush my teeth.
Oh. They don't have plastic cups inside of plastic for you?
No, but I'm saying the glasses or the cups that they give you are heat press wrapped in saran or some kind of a wrapping.
Yeah, the plastic ones. I'm talking about the glass ones that exist.
Yeah, I do.
I have.
Oh,
I'm not as big as a germaphobe as you are.
Yeah,
I totally
either.
I don't trust any of that stuff. First of all, I think it's probably because as a comic, we stay in condos too. And I don't, other comics, there have been stories about what other comics do to the stuff in a comedy condo. Like never, ever, ever eat the mayonnaise.
Oh,
in a comedy condo.
Oh, man.
Never.
Why?
Come on, Nick.
What do you think some childish ass stoner comic what would resembles do to some mayonnaise, degree, mayonnaise in a comedy condo.
Man, why would y'all do that though?
Okay, first of all, y'all is a poor choice of words. Because I would never do
Can
that.
Can you imagine Tom, Barry's reaction if he's making a sandwich on a road trip for comedy?
Some guy's like, hey.
And all of a sudden he takes a bite of that sandwich and realizes that ain't mayonnaise. Just the level of screaming and just tirade.
That's one of the first rules of comedy you learn once you hit the road is don't eat any leftover food in a comedy condo.
I wouldn't eat any leftover food, period.
Because we're disgusting people. And comics are gross and stupid and do dumb stuff.
I remember I told you the veteran hazing in the visiting team locker rooms on the road in the NBA. Don't eat the fruit platter, rookies.
So that's part of it. Is like I don't know what people do with those glasses, and I don't trust that.
But it doesn't
I don't
it
trust
depend
that
on
they
the
take
chain?
Them to the dishwasher.
Doesn't it really depend on the chain?
No.
If it's a high quality hotel chain, I think they're going to take the
you
extra
assume,
time.
You assume. But have you not seen all these videos on like 2020 and all that where they expose it where the ladies just get the cups, rinse them out, put the thing on and leave? They don't put them through the dishwasher all the time. They're
It's like a water, then a sterilizing fluid, then water, and then that's it.
You would
it's like a rinse. No,
I'm talking about
that rinse. Yeah, like at the bar.
I'm talking about in the room. The glasses and the coffee mugs the room. They don't, you telling me that they always take those. Have you ever seen the maid service cart full of glasses? I've never seen them
I have not.
I have never.
The one they push down the hallway in the morning when they're doing the rooms, I've seen that.
Full of dirty glasses from all the rooms. Every room.
Oh, dirty glasses? No, I've seen a whole bunch of clean ones.
Yeah, well.
On the top.
I've never seen someone hauling dirty glasses to go get washed in the dishwasher.
But don't they also
do this? Don't do this for me, bro.
I'm like, no, I don't think so. But I'll tell you why I don't use the coffee pots. Because one day I was like, I had the plastic cups, and sometimes I would have used that to put coffee in because it's wrapped. So I would just, okay. I opened the lid to the coffee pot, and there was one of those silverfish.
Oh, man.
And I was like, oh
that's disgusting.
I'm never.
Where were
that's
you?
A rare situation,
silverfish
though.
To get in a coffee
it's
maker.
Like a Holiday Inn. But
I mean,
was like,
I mean,
yeah,
what,
I'm
geographically,
never.
Like, what city?
Oh, I don't know.
Like, close to, I would hope it'd be like
this
Florida.
This was when I was
or...
in corporate America, so this was even just on the road for business. I was like, oh, I'm out on that.
I would never use the coffee, but I definitely have used the glasses. Like, the cups, absolutely.
I'm with you. But I don't drink water out of it. I just use it to brush my teeth.
If I don't have a choice, I'll take the glass. And then I'll get the soap, and I will literally wash.
With the hand soap?
Yeah.
That's too much for
me.
You're too much of a germaphobe.
Doesn't it leave a taste on it in the glass?
You wash it off.
No.
You rinse it off.
No. And Nick, doesn't the whiskey kill it because it's alcohol?
That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah, good luck.
I'm just giving you
you can go on the road with me and make you a mayonnaise sandwich, too, and let the whiskey kill it.
Basically, every hotel I've ever stayed at, I've always poured whiskey in that glass. I'm with you on the coffee pot. I will never use that. Mm-mm. The other tip that I've been given was Sean told me to never put your luggage on the bed, to put it like in your bathtub first.
Because it'll get bed bugs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Know that.
Not the bathtub. They
because
you
can get it from the flight. You can get it from the plane.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And that then you bring it to your hotel. Now,
but they give you those little fold-out trays for your luggage. If you look in the closet
they do.
Hotels. Like, yeah, with the straps.
That's what you put
sometimes
it on
because
it
made
keeps
out
it off the floor. Yeah, but it keeps it off the floor. The other things that I'll do is... I always take the plastic thing for the ice because I don't use their ice, and then wrap the remote in that. It's like a remote condom. Someone needs to invent a remote condom. That would be ideal. But do you realize that?
I thought you were going to tell me you like wrap the toilet seat.
No, the filthiest thing in the hotel room is the remote.
I can see that.
And you realize the things that people do by themselves in hotel rooms.
When they're gathering
And then when they're done, they just sit there and change channels. Oh, it disgusts me every time. First thing I do is I wrap that thing up. I'm like, nope.
That's actually a smart move.
I do that.
You need like Purell or something because you need to really.
Yeah. I immediately do that. I'll take sometimes if they have those ones, they're like, oh, it's the clean, you know, because they have these supposedly clean remotes. I'm like, no, I still don't trust that.
We were going to do that. We were going to bring someone in from a hotel because the other thing, when you get down to it, is from the comforter itself to the sheets and pillowcases. Because if they're going to be less than
clean,
on top of things with the glasses
I've seen those shows where sometimes they just remake the bed and move on.
Like, if you're staying, they have those cards that say, if you're going to stay for, like, multiple days, let us know, and we'll just remake the bed instead of changing the sheets.
Right.
If you're by yourself, even still, I'd be changing them every day.
Yeah. And then the other trip I think most people know, or the other trick that most people know is you take the coat hanger with the little clips on it and put that on the drapes, and that keeps the light out.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, if you have pillows to use the ones in the closet, not the ones on the bed, because they're not getting as much use, if you know what I mean.
Amen.
There you have it. All right. We're going to continue to roll on. Lots of things to get to. Hour number 2, 3-hour show. If you want to join us, give us a call, 713-780-3776. You can text that number. You can call that number. And, of course, you can reach us on Twitter. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.
I see your dirty face.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, you know how we like to do it? We like to give away things and tell y'all about things because you are suspects and you are loyal to this show, and we appreciate you as you continue to keep us in the upper echelon of top 4 shows in the city. That's big for us, and because of you, is we're able to do that. So with that being said, WWE Live just announced they're going to be returning to Houston this year. You can experience the up-close wrestling action with WWE Live Super Show. It's coming to Toyota Center August the 17th, so you got a little time to plan. But again, if you're not going to use them, don't try and win, because I'm going to give away a pair of tickets right now to someone that hopefully is a WWE fan and really is going to put these to good use. Caller 12 713 780-3776. Caller 12 713 780-ESPN. You get 2 tickets before you can even buy them. We're going to get them for you. Tickets go on sale 10 a.m. this Friday at HoustonToyotaCenter.com. As we wish you good luck. And, of course, if you can't win them, then get them. HoustonToyotaCenter.com. Has the tickets. So there you go. All right, before the break, we were talking a little bit about hotel rooms, germs, things like that. Trevor, you want to get in here on germs? Trevor, this better be good, because you know if it's nasty, Barry's going to be like, oh, God! So let's hear it. Trevor, you there?
Think you scared him away, Joel.
That's what I do.
All right.
Trevor, thank you for calling.
Stellar call, Trevor.
He gone.
Thanks for coming back.
Great job, buddy.
There you have that. That worked out well. Okay. So, yeah, we were talking about that stuff with the hotels, and I'm like, for all the years traveling on the road and everything like that, and you know this, I mean, you see them all. That's why once I get into my room and I get established and you're going to be there for a couple of days, I really don't want them going in and out of my room. I'll put the do not disturb sign on. I'll make my own bed. I don't want them going through my stuff. I don't want them, because like you said, you don't know what they're doing or not doing with the glasses and everything else. So once I've got established and taken care of the things that I'm concerned about, like moving the right pillows to the right spot and all that stuff and taking the comforter off, then I don't want you messing it up and pressing reset without telling me.
I'm with you if it's like a short stay. Like if it's a one night, two night stay, but if it's like 5 nights.
I get that.
I'm like, all right, come in and clean this.
Otherwise, I'll call the front. If it's like that, then I call the front desk after a day or two. Say, you guys, we want some clean sheets and clean towels. But other than that, don't touch, because I don't want the wrong pillows going back up in the closet and all the stuff that they think that they're helping me out. They're actually hurting me.
So I always do that. I don't like them coming in the room, especially on the road for comedy, because I drive everywhere. So I end up taking like my PlayStation or something to do. I don't want that. You just don't know. And you see all these horror stories about the hotel help that'll steal stuff from you. And, man, I don't trust people. So I'm like, nope. I want to say it was this last gig in El Paso where I had the do not disturb sign on. And on day 3, I'm gone. I come back, room's clean. They came in, just ignored the sign and cleaned the room. And I've known hotels to do that in the past, where you'll have the do not disturb sign up, but they don't they still come in. And so I went one time and asked, like, why did you do that? And they were like, well, we just have to, it's almost like if you go a couple days and no one checks on the room, we just have to make sure that everything's okay and that no one's dead and it's a well check in the room. And I was like, I don't believe that. I don't believe that for one second. But that was their excuse on why they ignored
the
do not disturb sign and came in and cleaned anyway. So,
yeah, those are the kind of things that would bother me.
Yep. Didn't think it to be true, but, you know. There's a lot going on. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
There's a lot going on in the NBA I want to get to after the break.
I hate basketball.
One interesting name that popped up. I mean, we've seen the normal names like Kawhi and, and you know, you're seeing other stars. You're seeing what the Celtics are trying to figure out what they're going to do with Kyrie. Or are they going to be able to trade him? But there's a lot going on. But one name that popped up, former Rocket, that I thought was it was interesting to see his name being bantered about already and how much money he's asking for. So we can discuss that if you guys want to.
I hate basketball, so I'll leave that up to you guys. But I might jump in a time or two.
Okay.
All right, first half of the show behind us, that's in the rearview mirror. That means the windshield, awfully full of usual suspects. Lots of stuff to get to, including what Barry just said and a whole lot more. Don't go anywhere. Second half, right around the corner, right here on ESPN 97.5.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, 90 in the books. That means there's 90 still to go in the big show. What do you know about that? We've got the second half on tap right now. And it is not 29 degrees like at Twin Peaks, but it's hot. It's hot. Lots of good hot stuff. Hot takes, hot topics, all kinds of things to get into. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Tuesday. Again, reminder, tomorrow we'll be at Wildcat Golf Club off of Alameda and the Loop over by the Dome. If you want to head over there, we're going to be broadcasting live all day. And even if you're not playing in the tournament, there's plenty of things to get involved in, like the auction items. Jeff Van Gundy's going to be out there. We're all going to be broadcasting live throughout the day. So there's going to be plenty of reasons to just hang out, listen to the shows, and have some fun.
You wearing shorts?
Sure.
Because we're going to be outside, right?
Yeah. Well, no. We're broadcasting, I believe, in the clubhouse.
Oh.
Either way, I'll wear shorts for you.
Now, are you going to wear, like, khaki shorts or basketball shorts?
North Carolina.
Bro.
Blue what? Basketball.
You
shorts.
Realize until I got married and had a kid, I golfed 5 times a week.
I know.
Got,
that's why I was
got
asking.
Like a closet full. I will wear golf attire.
I wasn't implying that you didn't have proper
golf attire.
But like
when we
attire.
Did the Pete Rose golf
I was
tournament,
asking,
I wore golf.
Are you going to come super cash or are you going to come all golfed out?
I don't. I think. In
are
between.
You going to do the? Are you going to do the show with a golf glove on?
No.
Are you a one glove guy or two?
If you wear two and it ain't cold out, you're an idiot.
Oh, yeah, I'm just a one guy then.
Yeah, that would be the smart thing to see. Yeah, I'll wear golf shorts and a polo probably.
Okay, Tracy Callie needs our help.
She does, and you're right. This could be fun.
So we're gonna postpone the basketball talk for a minute. We got priorities here. A suspect needs our help. We're gonna help the suspect. Mm-hmm. All right. So we'll do basketball talk in a little bit. But Tracy tweeted us and said, "I need some advice for a friend who is recently single. She is going to set up a profile on a dating site. Us girls are helping her, but wanted dudes' opinions on legitimately what guys would like to see. Can the suspects help?" Yes, we absolutely can help. So I saw your advice, Joel, and I thought it was pretty good. But I felt like you could have been a little more succinct.
Okay.
With
touch
your
it up for me.
Words. I would just tell her to post a picture topless. She'll get more dates. Then she'll know what to do with.
Dates is when she's dumb enough to accept them. She'll get more invitations to date.
Yeah. That's what you're trying to do. You're trying to, you know what? You don't, you want to catch a lot of fish? You got to go, you got to get a lot of fish around your boat. You can't just, comes one fish here and one fish there and hope you catch one. You get a school of fish up, you throw in some, you know, breast bait. And then all the fish flock, and you're just pulling fish out of the water left and right.
I think that's the religious site for dating.
Plenty of fish?
Yeah.
Is it?
I think so.
I thought it was Christian Mingle.
Maybe there's two of them.
Christian Mingle's pretty big.
But yeah, I think but plenty I of think fish pl- is the free version of that.
Pl-
for supposedly religious people.
Really religious? Is that? I thought I was just.
I think it was initially supposed to be, but because it's free, you're getting just any troll out there.
I think Plenty of Fish just was like, there's other fish in the sea. That was the whole premise behind Plenty of Fish.
Well, either way, it works with your analogy with all the fish and the boobies.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, now don't take this the wrong way, Tracy or Tracy's friend, but hold it up a little bit. Hold it up a little bit.
I tried to keep it the PG version of that.
I'm telling the truth.
I am too, but I just didn't make it to that degree. I just said, look, guys are superficial. They don't care what your degree is in and what your interests are right off the top. Right off the top, they're looking at, well, is her face hot? And then after, is her face hot, you got any body shots so we know that she's in shape? And then if those two categories are checked, then they'll go, well, what does she like to do? Maybe I want to reach out and see if this chick's available.
I'm with you. We're simple creatures, Tracy. Tell your friend we're very simple creatures that no guy is going to read a profile first. It's always going to be about how she looks. So if she's ugly, tell your friend I'm sorry, but she's probably not going to get a lot of action. But if she's cute, then you know what? We're not reading the words. I promise you, we're not reading. Now, as long as she's not crazy. And she's not like, I have 58 cats, and they all are named Fluffs, and I like the knit sweaters from the fur that drops off their body. Then we don't need that. But if she just put, you know, something like, just put her interests. I like sports, and I like drinking, and I like, you know, whatever. Whatever she's into.
Somebody on Twitter made a good point. Yeah, just at least you don't have to get real specific, but like you don't want to take her to a baseball game if she hates sports. And you don't want to take her to a bar if she doesn't drink.
Yeah, so it's like if she's into sports, then obviously list that. But if she's not, you kind of want to know that.
You do.
You kind of want to know, be like, not a big sports fan, but I'll go and won't ruin it. Oh, that's cool. I love
movies or this or that.
Yeah, whatever it is, but don't try to be all elaborate. Just, we're very simple. If she just made a bulleted list of the stuff I like, you know, whatever it is, you know, cats and movies and long walks in the park and whatever it is, just list. It's that way we
musical
can look at it and go,
whatever.
Yeah, whatever it is, concerts, just keep it simple.
Fetus suggestion.
Don't try to be too elaborate. Guys are too simple.
No filter.
What? Oh, yeah, that too.
Don't filter your and pretty filter
that's
your picks.
That's a big one because the bait and switch, there's no way to survive that.
Trust me, if I was single in today's dating environment, and
you're
I'm
using
not,
the filter?
I'm sorry, ladies, but I'm not. No, I'm not using the filter, but if I pick up a chick and she looks nothing like her profile that we agreed to, you know, then I'm going to find a reason to leave.
I just said that. Absolutely right.
Like, I'm going to be like, oh, wow, you know what? Sorry, I know we're right in the middle of dinner, but I got a boo-boo. And then I'm going to go to the bathroom, and I'm never coming back.
Way any chick survives that. If you airbrush and touch up and take care of your picture
Instagram
to make
filter.
Yourself look absolutely stunning on the internet, and I show up and walk through those doors, and I see you, and you don't look anywhere remotely close, I'm gone.
So my advice is look really hot, and if she's not, don't waste her time. I'm just kidding. I'm just saying, put her best picture up and then just a bulleted list of the things she's interested in. Don't lie. Mm-mm. Don't make stuff up. Don't try to make it all. You're not writing a novel because guys don't want to read a lot of words. We just want to know, are we attracted to her and is she into some cool stuff? That's really how simple dudes are.
I'm going to tell you something right now.
And if you can get a little cleavage in there, that's going to help.
Multiples. Okay? Not just one picture. Because
multiple
that's,
cleavages?
No,
that's
multiple,
weird, Joel.
Multiple
you're into
pictures.
Some weird...
You're going multiple to, you want, pictures because get, you know what?
You want a chick with three breasts? Multiple
if a
cleavages?
If a chick goes out and only puts one picture out
like the
there...
chick from Total Recall?
You're going to be like, you know what?
This could be...
I don't know if I believe all this, but if I get multiple pictures, some like just randomly out doing an activity... One more of a close-up of the face, one more of a, you know, full body shot, and you can go, oh, okay, so all three of them look pretty much like they match up.
Yep.
Then you believe that there's hasn't been a lot of touch-up.
Tracy said, good stuff. I'll play the segment for the group tonight, and she isn't ugly. We'll be the judge of that, Tracy. Send us her picture.
Yes.
And we'll let you know if this was a huge waste of time
all
or
this,
not.
All this chick stuff, getting involved in it, if you really want the people that are going to make the best editorial decisions for you on this site, send it to us.
Yeah. Crack Addict said, late. Use a recent picture. I would agree with that as well. Mm-hmm. Don't be using a glamour shot from 1988. You're like, oh, look how pretty I was. And now you're 50. So
that's like the, and I see it every morning, the plumbing company here in town, where the lady who does the introduction on the commercial is a probably a middle-aged to 50-year-old redhead, but her picture on the side of the van is a redhead that's like 23, and and you're like, that's not the master plumber that we're talking. And it's her. It's the same person.
You're stalking the plumbing company.
It's a commercial, dude. How do you miss it? Mm. She comes out and says, you know, we've been at this for 27 years. Yeah, you are, and you're not 27 anymore based on the picture on the van.
Wow. Yeah, I didn't take you to be this show.
I'm going to show you the pictures, and you're going to realize you can't do that.
Okay.
If you look like Mattress Mac, you can't put a picture on a van that makes you look like Brad Pitt. It's just... It's not you. Maybe it's what you once were, but you ain't there anymore.
Somebody said I did ghost a date once and went to the bathroom and never came back. Mm-hmm. Look, if you put up a picture of you that doesn't look like you, you kind of deserve that.
I agree.
I'm sorry.
I totally agree with that.
Somebody said tell her eager beats pretty any day. No, I don't want eager. Eager is like the gateway drug to clingy. I was going to say,
eager gets the psychic, a psychotic in a hurry.
Yeah, I don't want eager. I want chill. I want just chill. Just be cool, man. Just be chill. Just be like whatever.
No doubt about it.
You
know,
you don't have to try too hard. Trust me, we're very simple creatures. So I feel like we helped.
I think we nailed it.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of that, we've still got plenty more of the show to get to. We got some basketball that we can get to. NBA news. If you weren't aware, starting tonight, I believe at midnight, legal tampering begins in the NBA. That means that teams can talk to players and they can talk about things without agreeing to things, even though normally they do. And then after that period of time, they can start signing the players. I believe it's July 6th. So plenty to get to, plenty to talk about. Something on your mind you want to get off your chest? Join us, won't you? 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Back with more ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
So we go from speed dating and internet dating back to the real world, where we continue with hour number two of the three-hour show. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel. It's The Usual Suspects. It's ESPN 97.5. I wanted to get to this one as well with you guys, and no better time than the present, again, guess, after we already got to male-female relations last segment.
Okay.
We missed this yesterday. Maybe you didn't. I did. But our least favorite person on the planet when we do this show is Nick. Back trying to be relevant because of the fact that the Lakers traded his son.
Oh.
He already went out.
Let me know when y'all are done. I'll be in the hall.
Well, this is the thing that I want your opinion on.
Okay.
So it's one thing to go out and say the Lakers are never going to win another game. If you don't know, we're talking about LeVar Ball. And the minute they traded his son, the Lakers are never, ever, ever, ever going to win another championship. And just mark my words, just trying to be relevant. That's one thing. But then, and ESPN, I think, deserves the criticism they're getting. They always try and capitalize on this by getting him in studio, even though they know he's just a self-promoting whore of all about himself. He goes on First Take yesterday. Stephen A., Max, and Molly were all present. And a lot of people think he went way too far and crossed the line with audio that sounds like this.
Go ahead, before I get back to him.
LeVar, can I switch gears with you? Because I have a question here.
You can switch gears with me anytime.
Let's stay focused here. All right. Can you please explain to me what the biggest...
Now, was that offensive?
I could see where it would be. She's trying to be professional. She's not there to... I could see that. But I'm also not a female, but my answer to you would be, I didn't think it was that bad.
It's inappropriate. I mean, well, but it's because she has to react, and she has to react in a certain way.
You can't say what's offensive to one person. If it was offensive to her, then it was offensive. But it was it Joe Namath and I could kiss you? No.
So,
but it was it inappropriate? Yes. Was it offensive? That's up to her.
That's why I'm asking, because I'm with you. I heard all this buzz about, did you hear what LeVar Ball said to Molly Karam yesterday? And obviously now Molly Karam Rose, she's married to Jalen Rose. A lot of people were like, Jalen Rose is going to kick his ass. And I'm like, what the hell happened? What did I miss? So I listened to the audio clip and I'm like, well, there wasn't any specific sexual.
I mean, there's a sexual overtone.
There's a little innuendo.
It's a sexual innuendo. It's what it is.
She was bothered by it. I don't know if she was. I'm not going to use the word offended.
Like a champ.
Well, she did. Because she just kind of, she's like, let's stay focused. And she kind of moved on and went on to the next question. And then Stephen A. kind of, I think he kind of nudged
him. You can hear him. He goes, oh, my Lord.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, he's got to be careful because it's a big platform. And she has to react in a very professional way, I feel like.
I think she handled herself.
I think it puts her in a corner. I think that's the reason why it's inappropriate.
I think she handled herself well. She just moved on. I think that you're right. I did see some people that were like, oh, you know, blowing it out of proportion. Some people, I think, were minimizing it. I think what he tried to be funny and flirtatious, and it came off as creepy.
That's what it is. Very creepy.
And that's the problem. As you tried to be fun and flirtatious, and, hey, you know what? You're a cutie. You can switch my gears in it.
Yeah.
It just, like, instead of being like, well, of course, I mean, a beautiful lady like you, whatever you want to do.
But if I'm Jalen Rose.
Even that's creepy.
For sure. For sure.
Just say yes. Like.
But if I'm Jalen Rose, I'm not kicking his ass, even if I know I could, which he probably could. I'm not kicking his ass over that.
I'd be like, you know what? I'm above this. But at the same time, from an ESPN perspective, they need to learn a lesson. Because, you know, this guy is just out there trying to get attention and trying to do and say things. But.
So that's your stance on it, is stop putting him on the air?
I would stop putting them on the air.
So you're saying, let me make sure I'm understanding you before I disagree with you.
Okay, because I got to finish my thought.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm saying stop putting him on the air because this isn't the first time he's done something like this. Okay, and he's capitalized on it. When he got into it, when he was on Colin's show, and what was her name? Kristen Leahy.
Yeah,
she basically was asking him legitimate questions. And he was like, we don't make our big baller products for women. And he started, and then he finally told her to stay in her lane. And then he almost made like a off-the-cuff threat to her. So those were already in one interview. He set a precedence where he's a loose cannon, and he really did cross lines there. Follow that up with this, and I think that you have a body of work now on his part that says even when you're trying to self-promote, you're not going about it the right way, and it's a bad look to put on TV.
So you're saying he's outrageous and he's over the top, and that
he's offensive,
and that he shouldn't
he's
be.
He's offensive to women in a lot of ways. That's why if it was just the comment yesterday, I'm the first one to tell you. I heard innuendo. I don't think he elaborated enough for it to be completely, without question, sexual. But I'd be like, okay, bro, slow down. But because of the past precedents before this, I'd be like, you know what? And all the things that he's saying about his wife and how he's mistreated her and all these other things, I'm like, this dude doesn't belong on live TV because he's never really done anything to be relevant anyway. But we allowed him as a society because of his sons to be front and center and get his 15 minutes of fame. And I'm done.
I think it's obvious it was a sexual innuendo.
Yeah, it was very obvious.
It was super obvious.
The thing that, and I've seen other people saying, oh, well, you can't bring in a guy like LeVar Ball. This is on ESPN for bringing in because he's nothing but an attention whore. Hello. This is the network that puts Stephen A. Smith on every day to say crazy things. This is the network that has First Take, that sole thing is to say, have hot takes and say crazy things and get clicks and interest. LeVar Ball is perfect for them. Now, when it comes to the sexual innuendo, it's a completely different story. But you're going to get, with a guy like him, you're going to get crazy stuff. So I don't see why people are so shocked that LeVar Ball is on ESPN.
I think it's easy for ESPN. They condemn the statement. They say that doesn't represent the views of ESPN and the four-letter network, and then they can bring them back on anytime
they want. Absolutely.
It's not really going to put a halt to anything.
I think it's run its course, for one, because it was relevant when he was drafted, when it was the Lakers, when it was a big media market, when his son maybe was headed towards a big-time all-star career, and now that's kind of gone by the wayside, and he's just trying to be a relevant player. He's getting a fresh start. But the show bombed. His kids have bombed other than Lonzo. And with all things being considered, he's had his 15 minutes of fame. And ESPN's got to learn a lesson going, sure, if he wants to say outlandish things about the Lakers not winning championships and Magic Johnson this or my kids that, that's one thing. But when this is not the first time that he's done it to offend women and to make this kind of sexual innuendo and other things, I say, you know what? I'm not sure. I think rather than build ratings, I think a lot of people would turn it off.
Nope. That's what you would think. You would think that about Stephen A. Smith in First Take, too, though.
But Stephen A.'s not making those kind of comments. And for all that he gets wrong,
do you realize
and he yells,
how many women don't watch SportsCenter versus men? Do you think that offended men across the country when he said that? Absolutely not. Those men aren't turning the channel because LeVar Ball was offensive to a woman.
SportsCenter is more looked at as like network television, whereas Skip Bayless is just a trolling, trying to get people's ire up, guy that's trying to get attention on a cable network that not many people watch on a regular basis. I think everybody watches ESPN and SportsCenter and those kind of shows and respects and expects them to be more above board than FS1.
Listen, any rational human being can watch ESPN and realize that LeVar Ball, one, doesn't work for ESPN, two, doesn't represent ESPN, and three, has been a loose cannon the entire time. His son is relevant, but he's not. But the fact of the matter is he gets clicks, he gets mentions. We have spent an entire segment on him. So why would ESPN not put him back on?
I think because of these comments, but I think that's why I asked the question to you guys, because I didn't know if my reactions were the norm or if they were, you know, out of the ordinary. But I was like, you know what? I don't think in this case that what he said was over the top sexual innuendo or anything that was like hyper offensive, but I get how people could be offended by it. But then when you pair it with his previous history and what he said, then I'm like, you know what? This dude's time is passed.
I know. And I mean, you've made that point, but what I'm saying,
I'm not trying to beat a dead horse. I'm just saying that's why I asked you guys, because I wasn't sure if my opinion was out of bounds.
Well, I think everybody's going to have a slightly different opinion about it, because some people hate the dude, and no matter what he does, you know, was it weird, creepy, or whatever? Absolutely. Was it over the top, offensive? I didn't think so, but if she does, then it was. Mm-hmm. And I think that as long as he continues to keep himself relevant, he will be on ESPN. As long as it's going to generate some sort of dialogue, good, bad, or indifferent. Remember, there's no such thing as bad publicity.
Right. That's why O.J. Simpson has what? What did you say? Half a million?
Half a million. And your whole point about them coming out and immediately condoning it is exactly what that was. That was, hey, that doesn't have anything to do with us, so next time he's on, don't be mad.
Yeah.
Fair enough. That's why I asked.
And then somebody said, isn't this your network too? No.
Not.
Not necessarily. We are owned by Gal Media, not Disney and not ESPN. We are an affiliate of ESPN, so we use the ESPN name and logo and programming and everything else. But no, we don't work for ESPN. When ESPN goes through layoffs, that doesn't affect us in any way, shape, or form.
And guess what? We criticize the four-letter network all the time.
We're very
honest.
What are
you talking about?
We're very honest about all that stuff.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'll be honest with you. If we had a sports team attached to us, we would probably still be honest about them. We might get in trouble, but we would still be honest.
I would hope in the negotiation process that we would be different than the other stations in this market and go, look, we'd be happy to carry your games, but just understand it's not going to change the thought process and opinions of our hosts, because they got to be honest, because that's what we've built it on. So, all right. Two in the books, 1 hour to go. 60 minutes on the clock when we come back. More of the usual suspects. ESPN 97.5. Hey.
Hello! To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.